Uncle Jack's Most Important Aid, A True Story by Rochelle Pace Castor. We will obey the voice of the Lord, that it may be well with us. Jeremiah chapter 42, verse 6. Uncle Jack had been a policeman most of his life. His job was to help people who needed help. He used his radio to hear about people in trouble, his patrol car to get there in a hurry, and his badge to tell people he was a friend. He also used his fast legs, strong arms, and smart brain to come to the rescue. Lots of people counted on Uncle Jack. When Uncle Jack became a grandpa, he decided to put away his radio, his police car, and his badge, and do something less dangerous. He didn't like giving up the trusty aides that had helped him, but he decided that there were other ways to help people. So he began working as a security guard, making sure that the school buses were kept safe at night. He counted each bus as it came home after its long day of carrying children to and from school. Then he parked the buses all together in a huge building. Even though he didn't need his radio, his fast car, or his badge to keep the buses safe, he did miss his old aides. Now the only aid he really needed was his big flashlight. Because he cared about the children who would ride the buses the next morning, he walked around the building each night with his bright light, checking every door to make sure that no one could break in and cause problems. One wintry night, after Uncle Jack finished his job and got in his car to drive home, he heard the voice of the Holy Ghost whisper in his mind, "Go back into the building." Uncle Jack thought, "I have a long ride home. I'm hungry and tired, and I have to turn off the alarm before I could open the giant door." He decided to keep driving. About two blocks farther, the voice came again. This time it wasn't a whisper. "Go back into the building." But Uncle Jack just kept on driving. About three blocks farther, he heard the voice for the third time. This time it was as loud as the crack of a baseball bat hitting a home run. Uncle Jack turned the car around, drove to the giant door, and left his car headlights shining on it. Then he turned off the alarm and began raising the heavy door. As the door went up, the car lights shone brightly on a small boy standing alone in the darkness of the building. As Uncle Jack walked closer, he could see that the child's face was streaked with tears. He was a kindergartner who had fallen asleep in the back of the bus where no one had noticed. "I prayed that someone would help me," the boy said. "I prayed and prayed." "Heavenly Father heard your prayer," Uncle Jack told him. "I used to get messages over the police radio in my car, but this time, Heavenly Father sent me a message through the Holy Ghost." Uncle Jack helped the lost boy find his parents, and everyone was safe and warm at home that night. Even though he no longer had a fast car, a badge, or a radio to receive messages on, Uncle Jack was still in the business of helping people. Messages from the Holy Ghost had become his most important aid. End of Uncle Jack's Most Important Aid, A True Story by Rochelle Pace Castor. Trying to be like Jesus.